Hi there. My name is Daryl. I am a tutor here on Cambly. Today, we are going to do a lesson on English idioms. Now, what is an English idiom? An idiom is a set of words that native speakers use, and usually they mean something very different from what the words actually mean. And this can cause confusion for non-native speakers. So it's important to have knowledge of the essential and most commonly used English idioms. Today, we're going to take a look at some of them. The first one we will look at is sit tight. Now, sit tight has nothing to do with sitting. It means to wait and be patient. For example, I could say, I'm nervous about my exam results next week. And my friend would say, you just have to sit tight. In other words, you just have to wait and be patient. And obviously, sit tight can apply to any situation where you have to wait and be patient. The next one is hit the books. And it has nothing to do with physically hitting. Hit the books means to study hard. For example, I have an exam coming up next week. I need to hit the books. In other words, I need to study hard. The next one is up in the air. When something is up in the air, it means it is undecided yet. For example, we have a meeting at work next week, but the date and the time is up in the air. In other words, the date and the time are undecided. Up in the air can apply to anything where you have not decided upon something yet. The next one is under the weather. Under the weather means to feel sick. For example, I could call work and say, I can't come into work today. I am under the weather. In other words, I feel sick. And under the weather can apply to any kind of sickness or illness. Stomach, flu, anything. The next one is to feel blue. To feel blue means to feel sad. For example, when my soccer team lost the match last week, I felt blue. In other words, I felt sad. The next one is more positive. Keep your chin up. Keep your chin up means be positive, keep trying. For example, when we were losing the soccer match last week, the coach said, come on, let's keep our chins up. In other words, come on, let's be positive and keep trying. And again, keep your chins up can apply to anything where you need to be positive and keep trying. The next one is face the music. Face the music has nothing to do with music. It means to accept a punishment. For example, he was caught lying to the boss, and now he will have to face the music. In other words, he will have to accept his punishment. That punishment can be a fine, jail time, having something taken away. Any punishment is face the music. The next one is very common. It bugs me, or it is bugging me. When something bugs you, it annoys or irritates you. I could say, the traffic bugs me. The weather is bugging me. That guy at work bugs me. In other words, these things annoy and irritate me. So anything can be a bug to you. A very useful and common expression. The next one is again more positive. To feel like $1 million or to feel like $1 million. This means to feel very, very happy. For example, when I get my exam results, I will feel like $1 million. I will feel like $1 million. I will feel very, very happy. The final one we will do is something maybe you've heard before. It is a piece of cake. A piece of cake means something is very easy to do. For example, someone could say, for me, studying is a piece of cake. For him, studying is very easy to do. And piece of cake can apply to anything you do that is easy. So those are a few of the most common and essential idioms. I suggest go over the video again, write down your own sentences with each one, and start to use them. Those are the best ways to learn new vocabulary. And that is the end of our lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to learn more with me on Cambly, please check out the link in the description. We can do more idioms, exam preparation, conversation practice, anything you need. So until I see you in a classroom on Cambly, I will say bye for now.